You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place, because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you for joining me today as I talk on stress management. We live in a world that is so overwhelmed by information, changing information, daily demands on our time, and oftentimes fast-paced lives with little time to rest. So it's easy to feel stressed and overwhelmed. So I wanted to talk about this idea and concept of stress. When I looked at the dictionary, the definition of stress is a state of mental or emotional tension resulting from the adverse or demanding circumstances. A state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances. So according to the definition, stress comes from your state of mind and how you perceive your circumstances or the situation. To be said another way, stress is determined not from the situation that we experience, but more from our perception of the experience and then how we choose to respond. Our beliefs about how we manage stress determine how we will respond emotionally, behaviorally, and determine if we will resolve the situation and move forward. So our beliefs form our ability to manage stress. I want you to evaluate, what is your belief about your ability to manage stress? What do you believe to be true about your ability to manage stress? So there are two ways that you can look at it. If you believe that you're a person who becomes easily overwhelmed by the demands of your day, easily frazzled when situations arise, that you're not able to manage your emotions or you react out of impulse, then likely you're going to not be a good manager of stress and ultimately not make good decisions. So you want to rethink your belief about your ability to handle stress. If you believe, on the other hand, that you're able to manage stress, that you're able to handle anything, that you're a master of your emotions, that you stay calm and handle situations in a more cerebral way, then you're going to be able to work through situations as they arise and solve them easily. So how you manage stress is more determined by your belief of your ability to manage it and deal with situations and problem solve. The first step that you can take to being a good stress manager is developing a belief that you are able to handle any situation that comes to you, that you are able to manage your emotions and your emotional response, and think through possible outcomes before you make a decision. If you think that you're not good at managing stress, you're going to respond emotionally. And we know that making decisions out of emotion or impulse is not a good thing. If you believe that you're able to manage your emotion and your response to situations, then you're going to stay calm. You're going to think through situations, and it'll ultimately lead to better problem solving. So the key to managing stress is how you believe that you can manage it and your ability to manage it. Another part of this idea of stress is our perception of the situation. It is the perception of the situation as demanding or adverse. And so when you're faced with a situation, it's up to you how you perceive it. Take, for example, you're in the store and a woman bumps you. There's two ways that you can perceive it, and that'll dictate how you respond. If you perceive it as the woman did it intentionally and she meant to bump you, then you're going to have a negative response, a negative emotional response, and perhaps negative behavioral response. On the other hand, if you perceive the woman as not having negative intention and it being truly accidental, then you're going to come from a place of more forgiving, more neutral emotional response that will make a better outcome in the situation. And so your ability to perceive the same situation differently speaks to the choice you can make to have a better outcome, a better emotional response, and then ultimately behavioral response in dealing with the situation. So I want you to keep that in mind. Belief about your ability to manage stress and your perception about the situation are two ways that you can take control of managing your emotional response or this perception of stress. I have some daily self-care rituals or daily de-stressors to give you so that you can apply in your life. The first one is really an affirmation. I always start with affirmations because when you're challenging old beliefs, the way to develop new beliefs is to affirm them daily, multiple times throughout your day, because you're wanting to ingrain a new belief, new way of thinking into your life, and that takes repetition. So one affirmation you can use is, I affirm that my human body is designed to manage stress. I stay calm. I gather all the information I need to make a good decision that works for me, and I can handle anything. I am a master of managing stress. Another one is, I affirm today that I am an excellent problem solver and I face every situation with an open mind because I know I will find the best solution for me. So these are just two examples of affirmations that you can use to affirm your ability to manage your emotions, to manage stress, to deal with any situation that you encounter, and to problem solve through the situation. Another part of managing your daily stressors or rituals is to remember that every situation that you're presented with has multiple solutions. There's never one solution. So you want to gather as much information as you can about the situation and all possible solutions. That's why it's sometimes helpful to have other people's opinions because they might give you a different perspective and a different possible solution. Once you have all of the possible solutions, you want to look at each one and weigh what are the positive and negative outcomes to that possible solution. And you want to choose the solution that has the most positive and the least negative outcomes. And that will help you decide how to move through to resolve the situation and move forward. Another de-stressor or self-care ritual is really taking time to unwind. You've had a busy day, you've had a lot of demands on your time, a lot of situations that might have come up. It's important for you to take time to unwind, to relax. Even if it's just 15 to 30 minutes at the end of your day, do something that gives you joy or relaxes you. It could be reading, it could be taking a bath, crocheting, yoga, meditating, prayer, deep breathing, journaling, whatever it is that works for you that helps you de-stress and relax. And then ultimately, remember, it is not the situation that causes the stress. It is your belief about how equipped you are to manage the stress or your emotion, your ability to problem solve and work through the situation. What you believe and say becomes your experience. So with that said, I want you to really develop healthy beliefs about your ability to manage stress, your ability to handle any situation, and to make good decisions. Thank you. Joining me on the second part is Dr. Leah Samler, and she's going to share some of her personal techniques and tools that she uses to manage stress. So please join me in the second part of my show.
Have you heard of the tremendous results of CBD oil that has really changed the lives of many? Hi there, I'm Jules Johnson, and I've got to tell you about this amazing CBD oil that Dr. Erica is bringing to the forefront. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Well, CBD oil is now legal in all 50 states with no prescription required. Dr. Erica Montgomery, a licensed psychologist for over 23 years, has many of her clients taking this exceptional quality of CBD oil, which has improved their feelings and emotions with daily stress, insomnia, anxiety, depression, and oh my goodness, so many other symptoms. Well, the question is, why suffer? HempHappier.com can change your life. It did for me. Remember, CBD oil does not have any THC in it. And this means that you won't get high from it. And yet, you get the life-changing properties that come directly from Mother Nature. It will improve the quality of your life dramatically. I promise. Go to HempHappier.com and pick the dosage that you need. That's HempHappier.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I have with me today a wonderful guest by the name of Dr. Leah Samler. She is a professional psychologist in practice for over 14 years. She is a professor at Pepperdine, and she is very skilled at what she does. I just want to welcome you to my show, Dr. Samler. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your wisdom that you've learned over the years with my listeners.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was exciting.
Okay, so I just want to really, today my show is about stress management. And I wanted you to share with my listeners some of your ideas about stress management and maybe some of your personal tools that you use to manage stress.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely been an evolution. I feel like it's definitely something you have to get out ahead of. A lot of people, similar to maybe how they take care of their physical bodies as well, they do all of the things once they've gotten sick, you know, or so I find with stress management, it's similar. People all of a sudden feel like they should start meditating once a life event happens that's stressing them out. So for me personally, and also what I help my patients with is daily self-care. Life is going to throw curveballs. That is inevitable. Things are going to happen that are not planned. And to be ready for that and be able to have the bandwidth and resources to deal with it so that it doesn't lead to issues in your relationship or health issues. So that would be the first thing, is that it needs to be a daily self-care practice. Obviously, you can amp up what you're doing in times of stress. So I definitely have, I call it a toolbox, things that I do every day, things that I might do every week, maybe every month, but I'm kind of a full-time job.
I love the whole toolbox thing, because it's definitely a good idea of when you need to take care of you, you go to your toolbox.
Yeah. Yeah. And not everything needs a hammer.
Exactly.
You know, so really for me, it's everything from daily exercise, whether that's yoga, Pilates. I mean, it doesn't matter, whatever works for you, that, the best exercise is the exercise you'll do.
Exactly.
Eating healthy, obviously I like an 80-20 approach. 80% of the time I'm on point with eating and diet and sleep and all of that stuff. And then 20% of the time I really might want some wine and a burger and fries. And to me, that's self-care too. Like, I don't want to be restricting myself and not having any fun and saying, no, sorry, I can't meet you out for dinner because I got to eat kale. I want to have fun too.
I think the 80-20 is a good balance.
Yeah. And that's not scientific. I don't know if it's actually like 80%.
But it works for you.
Yeah, it works for me. And then honestly, meditation, I know that sounds kind of cliche now. I'm a horrible meditator, and it came across my life multiple times, the idea of meditating. It's been suggested by therapists and friends, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I do yoga. Like, I can't sit still. That sounds like torture. But I finally started. And it really does help. So I use an app. I need a guided meditation. Otherwise, it's a practice for sure. Meditation's a practice. But quieting the mind, focusing on what you're grateful for. I have a gratitude practice. So actually I have these mason jars that I fill up with little post-it notes throughout the year. So I start at January 1st, and on December 31st, I go through it on New Year's Eve. And so I keep it by my bed, and I've got little post-it notes and a pen, and I write down what I was grateful for that day. And it just helps end the day on a positive note. Really focusing on what went well, what didn't go wrong.
That is an amazing concept, because you're reflecting over the entire year.
Yeah.
What blessings came into your life.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That's really powerful.
Yeah, and I keep them in my where my books are. So I have little jars, and I put labels on them for every year. I'm headed into my 8th year doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's nice. It is a nice reflection. It's a nice way to end the day. I find that to be really helpful with stress management.
Can you talk a little bit about maybe your thought process when you're presented with a stressful situation? Because I think oftentimes people perceive things as stressful when they don't necessarily have to be. Maybe talk a little bit about how you talk yourself down, or how you think about a situation that presents itself so that it's less stress provoking.
For me, when I'm stressed, I actually have like a visceral reaction. So sometimes it could be a little fight or flight, but there's maybe like tightness in the chest or my stomach. So I think for a lot of people, there is a physical response. So I usually stop to breathe, and then I try to assess whatever information I just got that I found stressful and try to apply some logic. So I allow myself a reaction, and then I try to breathe through it. I don't respond. Like, I don't react. Like, I'll have a physical reaction. I'll have thoughts, but I'm not going to behave. I'm not going to act on them. So I'm not going to send an email. I'm not going to answer a phone call or make a phone call or, verbally respond if I'm having like a moment.
Do you give yourself a time? Do you like say, I'm not going to respond, I'll give myself an hour? Do you give yourself a day or a week?
Yeah, I think it depends. And that was a process to learn, because I think some people have a hard time saying no, or like, hey, let me get back to you about that. Or because a lot of us want to please people, and we want to say yes, even if we don't necessarily mean it. Or we want to respond because we think that's what is expected. So taking a minute, and yeah, I mean, it could be a day, it could be a week, it could just be an hour. So I try to assess what was the stimuli, what was the thing that triggered me, that upset me. And then I try to apply some logic, like, okay, well, why am I feeling this way? Am I scared? Did this threaten me in some way? Like, what are my thoughts? Maybe I need more information. So I'll try to educate myself if I need to. I'll call my brother.
Mm-hmm. So you seek out other advice?
Yeah, no, I definitely seek people out. And actually, that's a good point. As part of self-care and stress management, especially in our field as psychologists,
yes,
you know, we have secondary trauma. And so I have a mentor, I have, you know, people in the field that I can go to if I have questions, you know, because obviously we can't talk about this stuff with our friends and family. But my point is that I have a therapist, and I've got people, I do have friends and family for my personal stuff. And I have friends and colleagues for my professional life that I can reach out to and consult with and talk to.
You have a good support. Yeah. So it sounds like you have a good support system.
And that's huge. A support system is really huge. And it doesn't have to be large. I mean, mine's large because of my profession. And so there's a lot of people. But I mean, it honestly, it can be a family member and a friend. And, you know, but I do recommend some kind of a therapist if there's stressful stuff that's ongoing in your life, because you don't want to rely on your friends and family for that. As much as you love them and they love you, they're not your therapist, and you don't want to have resentment build up because you're constantly going to them with problems. So I would say also with stress management, some kind of a support network and community, some kind of a community, whether that's a religious community or, I don't know, for me, it's yoga. I have a yoga community. I mean, so whatever community means to you.
Yeah, I like the way that you talked about your meditation being a guided meditation, because I think that the people often say it's the quieting of the mind that's the most challenging,
yeah,
or the being still. And I think when you have the guided meditation, it helps you to focus your mind on whatever it's guiding you to visualize or you to feel. And so it takes your mind off of, I need to be still, I need to shut down all my thoughts, but it gives you a focus for your thoughts that is relaxing or that's, you know, healing.
Yeah, and that's what tripped me up for sure, of like, I have to be quiet. So it felt like a lot of pressure, and I felt like I wasn't good at it. And so then judgment, and then it kind of cascades into judgment, and I'm not doing this right, and I suck at this. There's no shame in having a guided meditation. It's a practice. It's a muscle, just like anything else. You'll get better the more that you do it. It's very helpful. It's really, really helpful to have some time to get away from your phone,
for sure.
From your computer, from all of the technology and media. I don't watch the news. That's another thing that I have to, not to get political, but ever since this current administration happened, I do not watch the news.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that you have to protect yourself against so much negative, you know, information or traumatizing information. So that is a part of your self-care. So I just kind of want to do a little recap with our time remaining. So it sounds like for you, you make it a daily practice.
Mm-hmm.
You assess the situation when it presents. You
yes.
give yourself a chance to kind of process emotionally how it's making you feel. You yes. ask yourself, why are you feeling this way? And yes. if you need to, you get more information, or you consult with someone else, or you can vent to someone else and kind yes. of share your ideas and thoughts. And it helps you get to a better place of understanding of how to handle the situation. Sounds like you have a very good support network, and you do some meditation. And the gratitude practices is amazing. I think I might start implementing that, because I think that when you reflect back on an entire year, wow, how profound is that? Thank you so much. I mean, I think that you really have done an excellent job talking about what works for you for stress management. And I just want to say, is there anything else that you'd like to offer to my listeners about something, one thing that they can begin to practice?
I would definitely start with a gratitude practice. It's really easy. You can have a notebook by your bed. It doesn't necessarily have to be written. It could, you know, if you've got kids, it could be implemented into part of the nighttime routine where you say the things that you're grateful for that day. But I would start with that. We could all use a lot more gratitude and focusing on positivity and being nice to each other.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Samler. I really appreciate your words of wisdom. And I just want to say thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, listeners. And I look forward to sharing with you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.